Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Svetlana's Negative Approach.
Got nothing to lose, got nothing to lose. I stand for a fight, just give me an excuse. They call that your job, I think call that your life. I feed all my needs, I lead your tribe. I lost patience, right when I met you. You get on my nerves, I'm gonna break you your face. My fist, what do you smell? It's cold trouble, it's all you can tell.
Hey, you're listening to Desoro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Svetlana's Negative Approach. Svetlana's a band from Russia, Tony. Now, not in Russia. He got kicked out for their political differences. They're playing Manchester Punk Festival.
All right, nice one.
Which is fantastic. We've got, you know, after I said, I hope we get a Manchester Punk Festival new online download compilation thingy of the bands that are on, yeah. The next day.
Excellent.
Here's the first one. So they do four or five each year in the run-up to the Manchester Punk Festival that takes place in April. And we just had the first one. So we're featuring four tracks this week from the first one. It's a really, really good one. And it's a free download. And I stupidly haven't got the information for it in front of me. But what is Svetlana's website?
Svetlana's.su.
Good lad. It is indeed. SU stands for?
Soviet Union.
Suck it up. No, yeah, it does. It's only one, poorly beaten the internet nil. I've got a bit of an issue with you about Svetlana's because I wanted to call them the Svetlana's, but they're not the Svetlana's. Mm. Right. The thing is, when I say Svetlana's, right, you don't know. In the written word is very good for this because if it's Svetlana and it's something she owns, it's Svetlana apostrophe S, right? And you say Svetlana's. If it's a load of Svetlana's, it's Svetlana's. So it's exactly the same thing. So when I introduced that song as being Svetlana's Negative Approach, there could be Svetlana's around the world going, I haven't got a negative approach.
What's it's tricky, isn't it?
I know.
Tricky.
Oh, mate, it's a minefield.
Isn't it?
It's a minefield. There are bigger problems in the world.
Nah, no, mate.
Manchester Punk Festival is manchesterpunkfestival.co.uk, isn't it?
Yes, it was.
But if you go to TNS Records, website, you'll find out all about it there. They are the masterminds of it. Mm. This is their brainchild.
Yes. Follow them on Facebook. They've got a Facebook group as well and everything. Just follow them on Facebook. I'm sure you'll find
just
it all
out. Just type Manchester Punk Festival to something that's connected to something else. And by that, I don't mean an electric typewriter you plugged into your fridge. Right. Now, Tony, I have a joke for you.
Cool.
And it's from Fred again. Ah. Fred, in my opinion, and I don't know that many, but Fred is the Swedish heavy metal enthusiast with the most jokes of anyone I know.
Right.
As long as they're Swedish heavy metal enthusiasts.
Okay.
And example for us this week, if you have a joke for us, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email Comedy Suburbs. That's Paulie B, PAULYB, as I have to say now. Fred did, and here goes, this one just says, another random one for you. On hearing that her elderly grandfather had just passed away, Katie went straight to her grandparents' house to visit her 95-year-old grandmother and comfort her. When she asked how her grandfather had died, her grandmother replied, he had a heart attack while we were making love on Sunday morning. Horrified, Katie told her grandmother that two people nearly 100 years old having sex would surely be asking for trouble. Oh no, my dear, replied Granny. Many years ago, realising our advanced age, we figured out the best time to do it was when the church bells would start to ring. It was just the right rhythm, nice and slow and even. Nothing too strenuous, simply in on the ding and out on the dong. She paused, wiped away a tear, and then continued, and if that damned ice cream van hadn't come along, he'd still be alive today.
Nice.
Oh, Fred, you're such a one. If you have a better joke than that, and you may well have, I mean, I think that's a good one, do email paulieb@punkyway.com, type your email, comedy suburbs, right. Now, track two this week, it's our second track for Manchester Punk Festival, and we'll conclude the show with two as well, so it's going to be a different middle. This is another band playing, I think it's April the 20th to 22nd or something like that. It's over a weekend. Loads of venues, absolutely brilliant. I'll shut up. I'll shut up about that. I'm never going to shut up, Tony. Never.
Nope.
Never. Band called Incisions. And they're from Manchester. I'm going to give you that clue. So very handy for them. They'll be able to walk to their gig, unlike Svetlana's, who'll be flying from somewhere. What is Incisions' Bandcamp page?
Incisionsmanchester.bandcamp.com?
Good idea. Incisionsmcr.bandcamp.com. Paulie B and Instead One, Tony One, Mexican Jail. Listening to Mullet Monster Matthew underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Mexican Jail. That rocks. I tell you what, Manchester Punk Fest has got a fantastic lineup. Looks really, really good. And we'll have more news about bands that are featuring on it in future weeks, because we'll be playing them out with, if I may use that word, Tony, out with the Manchester Punk Festival downloads. Because there's quite a few bands that we play on the show that are going to be at that festival. It just looks brilliant. If I find a way to go, I will, but I'm tend to be busy that weekend. It's a bit of a pain, but we'll see anyway. Have you got any Facebook comments, Ross?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do pop along and leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like the page, leave us a comment, do get in touch. Only had one this week.
Oh yeah,
Fred's been in touch.
Oh really, is this show going to be Fred centric?
I think pretty much.
We didn't hear from Jonsson of somewhere in the woods in Sweden.
Don't hear from him for ages, and then he gets in touch all the time. Thanks, Fred.
Excellent guy.
So just in response to last week's show, really, he says, even if a joke is old, it can still create a chuckle. Just look in the mirror, Paulie. Oh, he burns. And then he says, last one on Earth, still going. Latest season starts a couple of weeks ago, and just for your information. And you should give Rick and Morty a try, Paul. It's really good.
Right. Well, he managed to redeem himself there, didn't he?
There you go. I must check that Last Man on Earth out. I did hear good things about it when it came out, so maybe I'll...
Well, it's on Dave now.
Ah, well, there you go.
And I'm halfway through the second series, and it's getting through a series a week.
Oh, okay.
So the third series starts there next week, I think. So, yeah, and I like it.
Good.
It's fun, and I will check out Rick and Morty at some point, just because it's about time I saw... myself depicted in yet another failure on TV. It would seem that way, wouldn't it? So that's it, is it?
That's all I have, yeah.
So that concludes
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Thank you, Boyle.
Thank you, Boyle.
Two songs in a row now, Tony.
Okay.
Neither of which are on the Manchester Punk Festival free to download new compilation that's come out right now. I say free to download, it's a name your price one, so
right,
most people aren't going to pay any money, let's be sure. If you do pay any money for it, it's very kind of you, and any money they get from it goes towards Manchester Punk Festival. So if you can spare a pound or a dollar or a zloty or whatever you're using these days, why not do that? Two songs in a row. Anyway, stay tuned for Proto Idiot, who I'll be telling you all about after we've heard them. But first up, a band that we played the other week called The Speedlights, Tony.
Okay.
Texas power pop rock and roll.
Ooh.
Catchy as hell, liking them a lot.
Okay.
And what I want to know is, Tony, what is The Speedlights Facebook page?
facebook.com/The Speedlights.
It is, it's Tony 2, Paulie Means Net 1. This is Out of Sorts.
Dogging.
Why do you do the things you do? How could I ever trust in you? Why would you say that the way we
listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Proto Idiot and a track called Better Way of Life. That's from their latest album, which I can't remember the name of, but I've actually just been sent, as well as getting it electronically. What? Getting it electronically.
Right.
I don't know what that is, no. Especially. unequivocally.
Exactly.
Going back. But I've been sent the CD as well from Slovenly Records Europe. So Slovenly Records have several divisions, as now do Dirty Water, and we'll be talking about them later on. But anyway, let me talk about this. So Proto Idiot, Tony, it's, even though they're not, I don't think they're playing the Manchester Punk Festival, but they are from Manchester.
Okay.
And it's Manchester humour-filled punk, Tony, I'd call that.
Yeah,
it's a great album, really, really intelligent lyrics and good fun, and that's the second track we played off it. We will be playing more. What is Proto Idiot's Bandcamp page?
Protoidiot.bandcamp.com?
No, it's proto-idiot.bandcamp.com or proto-idiot, if you prefer, .bandcamp.com. Paulie Beans at 2, Tony, 2. More from them in the future. Tony, did you do anything last week?
I went to watch a band.
Which band was that?
Basically, Flying Blind on a Rocket Cycle.
Flying Blind on a Rocket Cycle. What a name for a band, and one that had escaped me for years and years and years until I rewatched Flash Gordon.
Yes.
He's flying blind on a rocket cycle.
Sure is.
And did you have anyone with you when you went to watch Flying Blind on a Rocket Cycle, Tony?
I went with yourself.
Oh, you did indeed. We went out together, didn't we?
We did. We went to Mansfield.
We had a date in Mansfield. At the Bowl. Great pub, isn't it?
Great pub. Lots of memories.
Yeah,
Mansfield.
Well, lots of memories that exist on a weekly basis in Mansfield, because it doesn't appear to change.
No, it doesn't.
Although the people do.
Right.
In looks. So we got there, and we knew people there, didn't we, Bud? Because we knew the band, sort of, and we knew some of the people there. You knew more than me.
Yeah.
And the only guy that I really knew at all, well, because I know Mario quite well, who was there, but was from the band themselves, Ellis, who was also in Resistance 77. And the last time I saw Ellis, he had long hair and was clean-shaven.
Yes.
So when a bloke walked up to me with bald head and a big beard, I said, all right, Paul, you don't recognise me. I went, no, I don't. You've done everything the other way around. Give me a chance.
Yeah.
seemed on good form. They were good, weren't they? They were a good band.
They were good. Yeah, lots of good memories. And they're exactly the same as they were. But yeah. Good. It's a weird band. They're like, at least half the songs are brilliant. Like, brilliant, brilliant. And it's just a couple of ones that you just wish were better. But yeah. I really enjoyed seeing them.
Yeah, there's not a lot of continuity going on, is there?
No.
What should we do now? Whatever we like. But they're fun. And much more punk than I remember them.
Turn the ones that I like, the punkier ones, of course. The slow ones, you know, not so much. But
one of the slow ones, Fishing for Ladies.
Ladies is a classic.
Fishing for Ladies. But they didn't do the thing about drugs.
No, they didn't, did they?
No.
You're right.
Which I was looking forward to. Anyway, we had a really good night. You were the designated driver, and you managed to nurse one pint of Coke all night.
I did.
Very well done. I had 4 pints of Mansfield Dark, you know, just like the old days.
Yep.
After that, so what did you do when you went home, Tony? Did you just go home?
Went to bed.
Yeah. I didn't, because you very kindly dropped me off at the Lion, the pub down the road from me, where I bumped into my mate Martin, and I had a pint of ridiculously strong IPA. I wasn't expecting it to be strong, and it was. So then I went up to the Pelham on the way home from there, where I had 2 pints of John Smith and a large rum and Diet Coke.
Nice.
And then I went home and I stayed up till 5 in the morning.
Wow, were you doing what?
I was watching Last Man on Earth and stuff.
Ah, right, okay.
Yeah, I was just more drinking and just going. I just ended up having a mad, massive night.
Nice.
Something that I can do at inopportune moments, as I will maybe talk about later on in the show. But right now, though, I suppose really we should play another song.
Okay.
All right. So this is about now. I know it's 3 weeks in a row for it, but I'm just going back in time and going through my Japan Files stuff. And there's so much catchy stuff there, and this show has actually been quite neatly put together this week in terms of the labels we're using and everything else, so it made sense to go with a label that we used to feature a lot halfway through the show again, and it's another Japanese song, but it's a band called Titan Go Kings, Tony, which isn't their name in Japanese. Their name in Japanese translates as Titanium Alloy.
Right.
Now, the thing is, they're not going anymore. I don't think, right? Or if they are, they're just, excuse me, they're just sort of doing the Japanese club circuit or whatever they're doing, right? So I'm just going to read out an email, a website where you can find out a bit about them. And it's one of those websites that I'm sure someone in America or Japan thought it was a good idea, but anyone in England can see how it could be deemed vaguely offensive. It's nipop.com, nipop.com /artist/ Titan_Go_King_S. All right?
Right.
nipop.com/artist/Titan_Go_King_S. And you can find, and it's quite a nice story about them, and they're like, they've done well. I mean, they play South by Southwest, and they got going in 1996 or something, then they were certainly still going in 2005 or 6 when we were playing them, but I don't know if they're going now.
Right.
But anyway, this is as catchy as hell and is quite a departure from how the show's gone so far. It remains Tony T, probably the internet T, and this is Titan Go Kings and Art. Now, I think this is called A Volume of Titan Go Kings, but it's from an album called Guts Idol. But now I'm confused as to whether the album's called A Volume of Titan Go Kings, which should make more sense, and the track was called Guts Idol. But I don't think it is. I think this is A Volume of Titan Go Kings, but what was it being sung in Japanese? I got no idea.
Fair enough.
So, you're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the ridiculously catchy bubblegum ska punk of Titan Go Kings, and I think A Volume of Titan Go Kings. And we played that song before, but if you do remember it, it was about a decade ago. So, well done you for remembering that. But it's just, I just love that song. Tony, have you got any gigs for us?
Yes.
Excellent. That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Fa-la-la. Now, you threw me then.
I know.
Because you said yes rather than I do.
I do, yes. On your toes. Keep on your toes.
The games you play.
I know. Every 12 years, you've got to shake up a little bit. yes. If you have some gigs, don't forget, do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much you have to watch them play. If you do let me know about your gigs, it is international, doesn't have to be in the UK, email me. Well, a couple this week, John's been in touch from Bleast Boys.
Hello mate, how are you doing?
he seems all right. He's got a couple of gigs. I'm just going to do the first one for this for now. He says, hi, Tony. So the Bleach Boys playing on the 27th of October. So that'll be, what, this Saturday?
Let's have a look. Yeah, I think so.
27th is... Oh, Friday. Friday night.
Friday.
The Hen and Chickens in Baldock.
Oh, right, okay.
Yes. It doesn't say anything about... Oh, no, it's free. It's free entry. So if you are...
It's a great little pub, Hen and Chickens, as well.
So if you are in that area, do check them out.
Yeah, do. If you get the chance to go down there, go and see the Bleach Boys. Is it just them? Are the bands on?
Doesn't say. He's got another gig coming up here in a couple of weeks, but I'll save that till next week.
Right, okay.
But yeah, so yeah, Hen and Chickens, Baldock.
Yeah, extremely good. As an emerging town, I think Baldock's on the rise, Tony. I think it's a nice little town in North Harts.
They seem to have lots on in terms of the gigs.
It's good for music, man.
Mm.
Yeah.
And also Fred's been in touch.
Has he really? Fancy that? Cool, blimey.
Yeah.
You don't even Fred... For years, he's like a Swedish bus,
isn't he? Just probably with tingly balls. We don't know. He says, "Hey Tony, did remember to send another gig this week? And this one spread over a couple of days. So Sparzanza, Swedish metal band from Karlstad, having a small tour for their new CD, announcing the end. So there's four gigs, various places. They're playing October 25th. That's what Wednesday." In Treadgorn in Gothenburg.
Oh, I'm just going to enjoy you saying these, Tony.
Oh, here we go for it. 26, Kutchebolaget in Malmö. And on the 27th, they're playing Hell Yeah Rock Club in Linköping, which we've featured before.
Linköping.
Yeah. And on the 28th, they're playing Harry B. James in Stockholm.
Excellent.
There you go. So you fancy a little bit of metal
in Sweden.
In Sweden, and that's recommended by Fred. And that Fred will be in Linköping gig himself.
No, he's left, hasn't he? He's left Linköping.
That's where he says he'll be.
Oh, that's the one he's going to, is he? He must be going home for the weekend to see some metal. Oh, no. It's just like we were last Friday. Oh, the memories, Tony.
Mansfield is a bit metal. We have remembered that.
Mansfield's very metal,
isn't it? Just
we didn't mention the support band, did we?
No.
You didn't like him, did you?
No.
No, I didn't either, really.
Well, the Backstreet Boys cover was when I wanted to leave. Well,
what was that mental cover? Was it Backstreet Boys?
It was Backstreet Boys, I think.
I didn't mind that.
Yeah, no, I didn't like that.
But I think I was the only person in the room that didn't mind it, because everyone else in Mansfield just metal, they don't like you mucking about with it.
Oh, no, yes. You can't mess with the metal.
Purist. Yeah. We just walked in and I just looked around at you and went, monkey fist, monkey fist.
I'd have been down with a bit of Monkey Fist. Yeah. I'd have enjoyed that. But anyway, that's the gigs. That's all I have.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Something I just have to mention, Tony, before the next song, right? I've got the TV turned down in the background. I've got Sky Sports News on. This often happens, and you get things running across the screen. You know, the updated news in a sentence, whatever they call those things that run along the bottom of the thing. I was just watching it just now, and it just said, now, last weekend, Leeds United played Bristol City, right?
Okay.
That's just a fact. In the Championship, Leeds United played Bristol City, right? That's the fact. What came across the screen was Leeds fans charged with throwing flares onto the pitch in game against Bristol City, and I thought, that is so childish, as if there wasn't enough confusion in the Avon area already with those girt-lush Avon Wurzel nutters. If you start lobbing 1970s trousers at them, they're just going to get really confused. If you think it might be some other sorts of flares, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tighten your email. Look, I know this doesn't matter, but you really are an idiot. Right. We're going to play another two songs in a row now, Tony.
All right.
Stay tuned for Danny Cleaver, the enigma that is Danny Cleaver, should I say. We'll talk about him after. We've heard that track, but first up, a band we never played before, Tony, called BBC, spelled B-E-E-B-E-E-S-E-A. BBC, a band from Northern Italy, Tony.
All right.
Now, a lot of Italian bands we've played on the show previously have sung in Italian. These guys, fortunately for us, and unlike the Japanese, do sing in English, so you should be able to get this. And I would like to dedicate this to a little girl called Rosie.
Okay.
All right. What is BBC's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/BBC.
It is. It's Facebook.com/BEEBEESEA. Facebook.com/BBC. Tony3, Paul Internet 2. This dog is the king of losers.
Night of the Brown Hole.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
It's okay.
That was Danny Cleaver and a track called Bored of Everything. Danny Cleaver, Tony, all the way from Leeds.
Right.
And I have previously got confused about Danny Cleaver because of his Facebook page. Do you want to take a little guess at the Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Cleaverville.
Great idea, obviously off the mark.
Yeah, of course.
Facebook.com/Grievous Angles, right? And the reason I got confused, because I didn't know whether Grievous Angles was like the band that he was in, but then this was a solo project or whatever. But no, Danny Cleaver does Danny Cleaver stuff, and Grievous Angles is his record label.
Ah, right.
So that's why that's the Facebook page for it. And as you've seen there, absolutely brilliant stuff. From Leeds. Now, again, I don't know whether he's playing Manchester Punk Festival, because Leeds ain't far away, but if he is, he's not on the initial compilation, but they do bring out 4 or 5 and they have hundreds of bands, so it's fantastic. So that makes it Paul of the Internet 3, Tony 3.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Now then, are you doing anything this week?
No.
Right.
No, I'm not. No, what are you up to?
You're very much week on, week off kind of dude, aren't you?
I don't like, well, I don't do too much. You know, you can overdo these things.
Yeah, you can. If you have a pint of Coke in a night, mate, you need to take the rest easy.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything this week either, but I'm going to tell you a bit more about what I did last week, Tony.
Okay.
But yesterday, I woke up at 5 a.m. ready to go to do a shift in a warehouse where I now sadly reside 3 days a week, and while I was at the warehouse, I got in an altercation with a man from a foreign country. I don't actually know which country he's from, and I don't know his name, but he pisses me off, right? And he's pissed me off 3 times before, so when this became the 4th time, Tony, I snapped.
Right.
I snapped, and I'm not proud of what I did.
Okay.
He walked over in the morning as I was making cardboard boxes, a thing I genuinely love to do.
Hmm.
And he walked over and just went, "I need knife." Right? His English isn't great. Like, okay. "I need knife." And I've got my own knife, Tony.
Hmm.
Like, there are safety knives around the warehouse, but if you're working in a department called Inbound, you get assigned a knife. And I worked on Inbound one day, and I got assigned a knife, which means I have my own safety knife, right? And I keep it in my trouser pocket at all times for all your safety knife needs, right?
Okay.
But it's assigned to me. I said to him, "I have a knife, and you can borrow it, but you must bring it back. this is not a departmental knife. This is my knife, right? And he said, I bring back. And I went, okay, we've kept this simple. You need knife, you bring back. Happy days, right?
Mm-hmm.
He goes off, don't see him for hours. Then I see him later on in the afternoon, and he makes no attempt to come over to me to give me my knife back. And I walked over to him and said, my knife? And he said, what about it? I said, where is it? He says, I haven't got it. I went, why not? He said, I've left it on the department I was on. I said, well, it's my knife. And he just looked at me and smiled and carried on with his work, right?
Mm.
I walked away thinking, like, I need to do something. And then I turned around again and went back and went, I'm not having that. Right. So I went back and basically squared up to him, Tony, about a plastic safety knife, right? And just started saying, you don't give a fuck. The problem with you is you're an ignorant, rude idiot. And blah, blah, blah. And a department manager is, and other people on the department watch the thing unfurl because I'm kind of one of the blokes on the department who just has a laugh. No one's ever seen me lose it.
Hmm.
Right? This guy's bigger than me as well. And I'm pointing my finger at him and I'm getting tetchy. I'm getting tense. You know, when blokes are gearing up for a fight, they kind of, their shoulders go a bit. And I must have looked ridiculous, right? Anyway, the manager calls me over and says, Paul, I saw you getting a bit tense there. Is everything all right? I went, no, it's not. And just told him everything that had happened. And he completely agreed with me.
Of course.
Right? Because, you know, I do try and only be right.
Right. Okay.
So anyway, he goes over and has a word with this dude. I go back to what I'm doing. By then I wasn't making boxes, but it doesn't matter what I was doing. Anyway, the guy vanishes again, and then he comes back, and then he walks up to me and says, here is your knife. And I said, thank you very much. Because politeness costs nothing. Then he got a big smile on his face and walked off like everything was all right, because the man's an idiot.
Right.
Right. But it was my knife, because even though all these yellow knives are entirely identical, mine had a tiny little bit of sellotape stuck to the blade, at the base of the blade. And I looked at this knife, and it was mine. So it was either, he'd either just thought he could get away with it and keep it in his pocket, or it was where he'd left it when he didn't care about it. But whichever way round, he's bad.
Hmm.
I could have probably done this as a twat, couldn't I?
Yes.
Maybe this will be revisited in the next section. Anyway,
excellent. There you go.
It's time for a change of direction, Tony. I am quite nice, really, honestly. I just lost it with this dude. He wound me up so many times. I'd say various different things. One of the things he did, he walked up to work. He was so knackered that they have a brief first thing in the morning, when you have to listen to the managers spouting bollocks about totals and what have you.
Hmm.
He fell asleep and landed on me.
Oh, dear.
He just fell over. He just sort of rocked to the side and just careered into me. What are you doing?
Blimey.
That's an idiot. Anyway, this is a change of direction now. This is this is another artist that's going to be playing Manchester Punk Festival. An artist called Captain Hot Knives, Tony, an artist I have never heard of before, but will be hearing of again. I am loving Captain Hot Knives. Captain Hot Knives is, I don't know how to describe it, a kind of comedy sort of punk, sort of post-punk, sort of interesting, sort of weird, very northern, all the way from Keighley, Tony. We've talked about Keighley before, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
K-E-I-G-H-L-E-Y. Why that should be pronounced Keighley, I've got no idea, but it is. What is Captain Hot Knives' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Captain Hot Knives.
It is. Does that make it Tony 4, Paul of Internet 3?
I think so, yeah.
It does, doesn't it? But Tony, I have one more question for you.
What's that?
Are you into bread?
My name is Mr. Ward. I'm from the Bread Marketing Board. I've got a question I need to ask. So help me out with a marketing task. Are you into bread? Are you into bread? Tell me, baby, are you into bread? Are you into bread? Are you into bread? Tell me, baby, what you like to spread? All over your crumpets and your nice warm toast. Which bread product do you like the most? Do you like your buttered buns? Or maybe a cottage loaf? Maybe you just like cheese on toast? Which bread product do you like the most? Maybe you just like ordinary toast? Which bread product do you like the most? Maybe you like a nice French stick? Maybe you like your slicing stick? Maybe you like to eat your toast quick? Maybe you eat it until you're sick? Are you into bread? 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 Do you like dipping soldiers in your soft-boiled egg? Maybe you got into bread with your family, brothers and sisters having bread for tea. Maybe you had crumpets with your mum. Maybe you get your baps out in front of your nan. You like to dip your bread into some soup. Maybe you like bread with your family group. Are you into bread with your family group? Are you into bread with your family group? Are you into bread? Are you into bread? Tell me, baby, what you like to spread all over your crumpets and your nice warm toast. Which bread product do you like the most? Do you like a buttered bun? Or maybe a cottage loaf? Maybe you have some with a roast. I don't know, maybe you like toast. Maybe you like a nice French stick. Maybe you like your slices thick. Maybe you eat it till you're sick. Maybe you just eat it too quick. Are you into bread? Are you into bread? Do you like dipping soldiers in your soft-boiled egg? Maybe you got into bread with your family, brothers and sisters having bread for tea. Maybe you have crumpets with your mum. Maybe you have gets out with your nan. Do you like to dip your bread in your soup? Are you into bread with your family group? Are you into bread with your family group? Are you into bread with your family group? Do you like bits to dip in your soup? Do you like having bread to dip in your soup? Are you into bread? Are you into bread? Are you listening to a word I've said? Are you into bread? Are you into bread? Have you listened to a word I've said? Hey? Are you into bread? I am. Fucking love bread. Really,
you're listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Are you into bread? Have you even listened to a word I've said? Absolutely brilliant. Tony, I know you've just enjoyed Captain Hot Knives.
Right, okay, cool.
All right. Now, have you got a twat?
No.
Oh, dear.
Yes. If you, I do need them. So if you do have a twat for me, don't forget, do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It is that simple. We all know twats. We deal with them on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So get your twats. Email me now.
Yeah, do that. Now, I'm actually not going to do an is a twat on this dude because I don't know his name or where he's from.
Right.
Which are two of the three things you need for this, aren't they?
That is true, yes.
So I can't really say for taking my knife. Be pathetic.
It's a power thing. It's a power thing, though, isn't it? It wasn't really about a knife.
Tony, it was the principle.
Principle and the power thing. Well, he was trying to power struggle on his side. It's principle on your side.
No, I don't think he was. I think he's just an idiot. I think he's just an idiot who doesn't care about anything or anyone, who just bowls through life. And I think he just, his primal instincts were, I need a knife. So he said, I need knife to someone, who gave him a knife. And then that was it, that was the end. It didn't matter what was said after that.
Do you think it was a little bit of, I keep knife?
No.
Right,
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. I actually think he's just too fucking ignorant. And I think, oh, I'm swearing, I'm so sorry. I think he just walked away with the knife without a care in the world, with his head in the clouds, went and did whatever he needs to do with the knife, and then left it there and didn't care.
Right.
That's what I genuinely think happened, and it was the not caring bit that just got me so angry.
Okay.
Because if there's one thing I do, it's care. Sometimes, Tony, I care too much.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So when I meet people that don't, it just drives me crazy. That's what I think happened. Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, I could almost trap myself at overreacting to someone that I shouldn't have done, but you know what? It was quite funny, ultimately.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a scary person.
No. Right.
If I front up to you, you're just going to go, yeah, all right then. It's like, do you know that comic, Ed Byrne?
Yes.
Ed Byrne, stand-up comic. He did one of his very early routines was about him almost getting in a fight in a nightclub when he was young. And how he got out of this fight, he said to this bloke, look, there's no point fighting me. And the bloke said, why not? He said, because I'm so bad at fighting. If you fight me, you'll get worse at fighting. It's really funny line. But that is kind of the size of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, one last track this week, Tony. And you know what? If there's a band that I knew you were going to like before we played them, the band are called Mobina Galore, right? Because it's a punk girl duo from Winnipeg. So it's got Canadian and punk and girls in it, which means Panty Christ, you know, the ultimate's for you. Mm. But these two are great. Playing Manchester Punk Festival, Tony.
Oh, excellent.
What is Mobina? I'm saying Mobina Galore. They might be called Mobina Galore, but I think it's Mobina Galore. What is Mobina Galore's website?
MobinaGalore.com.
Tony 5, Paulie B Internet 3.
Hmm.
Well done, young man.
Thank you very much.
That's another win. You've been doing relatively well recently.
Well, how'd you improve, actually?
This is great. Start all over.
Feeling broken hearted with my head in my hands. Have you ever started to feel time slipping away?
That's about the size of it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed our offerings. That story I started about the warehouse, Tony, I meant to finish by saying that when I got home, I got home about 8 o'clock at night and I'm there and I get this text from my mate Luke, and Luke phones up and he says, "Here, mate, I'm in Nottingham. Do you want to drink?" I went, "I don't want to go out, but you can come round." He arrived at 10 o'clock at night. We started drinking. 8 cans of Old Speckled Hen and half a bottle of whiskey later, it was 5 a.m. and I'd had another 24-hour session.
Oh, Jesus.
But I did it in the wrong order. Nearly getting in a fight and then going out drinking is quite a good idea, isn't it? Yeah. Right, Tony, maybe you could mention the internet stations that carry this show.
Yeah, we're on Podunk, which is Podunk Radio, podunkradio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra, that's ANDRA.SE.
Hope you have a great time whatever you're doing this week, and next week's show is the Halloween special and it's going to have the most Halloween song ever of all time ever. It's going to be amazing. Don't miss it.
Thanks.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
Bunch of guns!